Omar Owais is packing up more than a decade of his life to finally make the journey back home to Tanzania. He left his country 12 years ago to escape the political upheaval and has been living in Somalia for most of that time. Owais, like many of the other Tanzanian men who fled their country, married a Somali woman and started a family. His wife cries as she prepares to leave her country, but sitting in the plane ready to take off, Owais says he is excited to move back to Zanzibar.
I am so happy. I can't wait to see my family as I have been away in Somalia for 12 years.
The UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, has been working with the Somali and Tanzanian authorities for almost 2 years to move the 12 families back home. The Zanzibari authorities had to agree to this resettlement not only of their citizens, but of their new families who are Somali. UNHCR's representative in Somalia, Bruno Gedo, who saw them off at the airport, says it has not been easy for these refugees.
They had started a new life in a foreign country. It may also not be so easy to start a new life back home, but it is a tremendously powerful decision because there is nothing like feeling comfortable coming back home.
Tanzanian refugee Rashid Abdallah smiles nervously as he approaches his house in Pemba, a two-hour ride by speedboat from Zanzibar. He plans to open a small business. His wife is expecting their first child, so he is anxious to start earning a living.
When I settle down with the little that I have to start over, everything will be fine. It will be difficult in the beginning. I'll have little profit, but day by day, things will change for the better.
It has already gotten better for the mother he left behind in Tanzania, Gina Osman Hamadi.
I'm happy to see my son, as I have not seen him in such a long time.
The returning refugees have been given a reintegration package, including a cash grant, 4 months' food supply, as well as basic shelter and household items. Together with the Tanzanian authorities, UNHCR will be monitoring the returned families to ensure their successful reintegration. Julie Walker, United Nations.
Yeah, yes, ma'am.